continuing the halachas of muktzah. So there's one halacha in muktzah, which is that if something was muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains muktzah the rest of Shabbos, which is known as migudus katzoy lebein hashmoshes katzoy lekol hayom lekol hayoma. That if something was muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, even if it changed status in the middle of Shabbos, it remains also the entire Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings down, which is in the paper, the reason for that is because, at least as an asmachta, Chazal darshened the makar for muktzah from the pasuk Vehechinu, that things require achana l'kavod Shabbos. So Mela, this thing didn't have achana for Shabbos because it was already muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos. Mela remains in its muktzah state the entire Shabbos. Now, just to give some examples of practically where this is negeah, and then we'll talk about some interesting shailas maybe that come up. So one example that this is negeah, a few six, seven examples just to bring out the point. One is a perish shenoshu, a pre, you're walking home now, this time it's the time of year, and it's the season, the mangoes, whatever, and a fruit falls down. On the way home from shul, on the way to shul in the morning, it looked very ripe, and then on the way back from shul, it's on the floor now. So you want to take it home. So since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mukta machmas iser, you weren't allowed to pick it off the tree. So mainly, even if it falls, it's also aser. Ultimately, there's another gzera, peres anoishim, different gzera, but the maaser, it's mukta machmas iser, at the beginning of Shabbos, so mainly, migdu diskatsoi, l'kol ha'yoyim. And sukkahs, no sukkah that falls off the wall in the middle of Shabbos and Alam Natal the whole day. Also, it's migud diskatzoy. While it was on the wall at the beginning of the Yom Tif, you weren't allowed to move it, so you're not allowed to move it the rest of Yom Tif. The famous case is also bosses. We didn't discuss bosses here, but bosses of davar aser is if you have a muktzah item on a muktzah on top of something which is eino muktzah, the eino muktzah becomes muktzah as well. And therefore, if at the beginning of Shabbos it was servicing as a basis for a muktzah, and then you remove the muktzah, the eino muktzah item still remains muktzah the entire Shabbos. This is why you're not allowed to move leichter at the beginning the entire Shabbos, because at the beginning of Shabbos the shalheves is on top of the oil, which is in the cups, which is on top of the leichter, and therefore the shalheves is muktzah. So the whole, all the pamoitim, the leichter are muktzah. And Mameila, the rest of Shabbos, you can't move them, even though maybe that's our Gufa Makaima, you would have been allowed to move them. The tray, the table, the tablecloth, everything is we didn't discuss exactly the problem, but the point is that even though the candle is out now, it's still muktzah the entire Shabbos because it was a bus at the beginning of Shabbos. You have sometimes, let's say you go to the store Friday, you bought avocados, and they're not ripe. You don't want to get the ripe ones because then they get spoiled by the time you want them. So you get the not ripe ones, they're hard, and then you pick, okay, so if it was beginning of Shabbos, it was not ripe, and then Shabbos morning, it's already ripe enough to eat it. So that would be Migudus Katzoy also, the beginning of Shabbos, if it was talking not edible, at least. And It's not, because you don't know for sure that it's ready. There's no zman for it. It's not necessarily.
What if you did something to speed up the ripening process? That
could be. Maybe that's better. Because then you're trying to make it. Roy, not sure. No, because that was edible. Vaharai, you could have taken it out of the freezer.
But it's frozen, right? It's not
edible.
Or you better
smush it,
it wasn't edible.
Yeah, that's takabiyotcha to do it. It's edible. You were never makatzet. You could just do something on Shabbos. It's even better gamber b'diadam, because then even while it's frozen, you can move it. Gamber b'diadam, only you have to wait till it's nigmar. The frozen liver, you can move while it's frozen still. It's even that the frozen is not even mukta while it's frozen. Forget afterwards. It's not mukta. It has a use on Shabbos. You can take it out of the freezer and wait 2 hours and it's edible. The tshuvas that we had here on the paper that Rabbi Porter found from the Igros Moshe and the Shevet Levi discussing wet clothing, which you put out to hang. And you know, everyone goes swimming Friday at the long shop Friday, and everyone's in the pool swimming, and you put up the towels and the bathing suits and everything, and it's very wet. So something which is wet, kipshute one side is also betiltal. So there the question is since you can't move it while it's wet because of schita, it's a chshash. So memela, maybe if it was wet at the beginning of Shabbos, even if it gets dried later, it's mukta d'al Shabbos. So there, taka, Moshe holds that it's mutter because that's taka gomer b'diodam, because there's a set time that it takes to dry and you know that it's going to get dry.
But
you can move it. No, you want to move it. You have guests coming in your bathroom. You don't want it to be full of bathing suits and towels. You want to move it. Now it's dry. So so those are some cases where you have the shayla. One gishmaka. Okay. Oh, by the way, so what does it call? What does it mean? It was mukta at the beginning of Shabbos. What's called the beginning of Shabbos? This big machlokes is what's called the end of Shabbos. Everyone's all busy, always discussing what's the end of Shabbos. The question is, what's the beginning of Shabbos? So, especially now, you made early Shabbos. So, does it go by that? So the halacha is, it doesn't go by when you were makabel Shabbos. Even if it was mukta when you were makabel Shabbos, but it became ois mukta by the time that it's ben hashmashes, that's not migudus katzoi. It has to be the whole ben hashmashes dafka. And it has to be the whole ben hashmashes. So if, yeah. Yeah. So it would only be if it's the entire ben hashmashes, and whatever the entire ben hashmashes is a different discussion. But it doesn't have to be, it doesn't go by your kabbal Shabbos, it goes by ben hashmashes, and it goes by the whole entire ben hashmashes. Oh. Now, there's a couple interesting shailas on this. What the Olam was talking about, mentioning gomer b'diodam, is a rule that if something is biyadcha, to basically, literally means that you could make it not mukta. So memela, when it becomes not mukta, it's you don't say migudus katzai, because you were either able to make it not mukta, or there was a set time for the akta, and you knew that it was going to become not mukta. So that means you had a yad in it the whole time, you had das in it all the time. This is why the halach is you could put a raw chalent up right before Shabbos. Without a blech, whatever. But with a blech, you can put up a challenge and it's not cooked. So it's raw. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it was raw. So why are you allowed to eat it when it becomes ready? It's mukta at the beginning of Shabbos. So the teretz is because it was gomer b'diodam. There was a set time that you knew that it would take 3 hours or whatever. After that, it would be roy. And memela, it's not mukta in that case. The Reb Shlomo Zalman had a very interesting shaila about... He said that, you know, there's people that are machmer, that they only turn on, they only open their fridge while it's on. If you hear the motor running, then you open the fridge. But if it's off, grandma and this, all shilas. So if it's off, if you don't hear the motor running, so not to open the fridge. So Shom Zalman and a shaila, what if the entire Ben Hashmashes, the motor was off? So mail the whole ben hashmashes, the door of the fridge was mukta machmasis. You weren't able to open it. So mail, since it was mukta machmasis, so the whole ben hashmashes. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole tshuva, very long tshuva, discussing the second half of the tshuva is if you're allowed to open the fridge, but the first half of the tshuva is that you're not allowed to. If assuming you're not allowed to, so the door is mukta a whole ben hashmashes, and mail shouldn't be allowed to open it. So he wants to do this also called gomer b'diadam, because your das is that at some point it's going to become mutter. You don't know exactly if it's going to be 20 minutes into Shabbos, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, but it's basically there's a set zman that within that time it's going to become on, you'll be able to open it. So he wants to say this gomer b'diadam, but he brings over there from Rabbi Chanan, Ashtikot Torah in Kavit Shurim about gomer b'diadam, that based on Rabbi Chanan's lomdus and gomer b'diadam, says it's aser. That's not called gomer b'diadam. Gomer b'diadam is more you're able to accomplish it, or you're oisik in it, like the food, you put it on the blech, so you're like doing something to make it mutter. But in this case, it wouldn't work. So interesting. He brings down there from Rabbi Chanan. And Peter Rabbi Chanan's lundus, it would be awesome, which is interesting. Hara.
If you could tell on the mango that it's going to fall within the next few hours, that would take
on the. No, I don't know if there's such a thing. I'm not sure. Such a.
Was the bathing suit kid growing the other?
Yeah, that's what Moshe's had to. Yeah. Yeah.
Is a bathing suit booked up because you use it to go swimming? You know, to go swimming on Shabbos.
I don't know.
If the alarm is on, then you can't go into the house because the alarm is on.
Okay, so. Okay, so I was going to talk about a little bit of a different case. Now, we had twice. We had a case in Newland Gardens that someone bought the rolls for the Shal Shudis. He went and bought the rolls right before Shabbos. It was very nice, Baruch Hashem, and he left in his car. But Baruch Hashem, so the shaila is that when you open the car, it's a psik reisha that the light turns on. But the law is there's a mirror akum, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a psik reisha. So it would be mutter theoretically to tell the guy to open the door. But the shaila is, are the rolls muktzah? Because beginning of Shabbos, they were in the car, you didn't have access to them. So would the rolls be muktzah, even if you can get the door open? So would the rolls be muktzah? Now, the emes is that, you know, really the ikar shaila here is in a case where there is no heter. If it's an issa deraisa. If it would be an issa deraisa, the Gemara in Be'ah talks about a case where more like Rabbi Price's case, where you left Paris inside a house and the house was locked and there's no way to get in and a guy knocked down the wall. So that's an issa deraisa. There's really no heter to do that. But if he did it, the shaila did the prayers become muktzah. So do you say that since you couldn't access them, they're mukta, or since the mukta is not, they're not mukta really, there's just an ikuv, so the Mishnah Berurah has to, so the Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says, that's not called, that was over here,
that's
and the paper, it says, Bai Shumali Peris, Mukhanim, V'nifchas, Noitim Yimakam Apchas, and you're allowed to take it because the Isser is not Machmas, that's why, however, the Bi'alacha brings from the Ramban that would be Aser. However, in the case of the car, everyone would regard it's mutter because you had a heter, to get it. Since you had to idea milakum to get it, so who had in a fridge if the fridge light was on? So some place can hold you allowed to ask a guy to turn on to open the door for you. But a lot of other places can Rav Shlomo Zalman hold you not allowed to ask a guy to turn on the fridge. I mean, in earlier sucking from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he held you weren't allowed to ask a guy to open the fridge for you. So you're really not, why? Because he holds not secretion. He holds that's like a light switch. So that's the way you open the light fridge. That's how you do it. So otherwise, a light switch is also a grommet.
Because
the light. The light. If the light was left on. So if the light was left on in the fridge, so there, Taka, maybe it would be a shaila that if you hold it, you're not allowed to get the guy to do it. You have no head to get it. So how are you going to get the food? It could be even if one of the kids or somebody opened the fridge by accident, the food would be muktzah. According to that Ramban, ask a shaila. Okay. I had an interesting case. I was thinking the following. We know there's a heter. You're allowed to move the garbage on Shabbos. You're allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos because it's bothering you. Let's say the garbage is overflowing or whatever, it's full. Or even if you have to make room for another garbage. So you're allowed to move the garbage on Shabbos. So take out the garbage. So here's a shaila. The garbage can, if you forgot to take out the garbage before Shabbos, so banish mashes, the garbage is muktzah, and the garbage can was the buses for the muktzah, so the garbage can was muktzah banish mashes. So you're really not allowed to move the garbage can the whole Shabbos.
Garbage is muktzah.
I mean, it depends what's in the garbage, but assuming that all your potato peels and all your sorts of meat and leftovers and garbage stuff is in the garbage, not just paper plates and plastic, you know. But real garbage. No, so here's the shaila. That's the shaila, but pashtus not. So it's like a dichoy, maybe. So the pshat is like this. So now, let's say you have a garbage, like in a lot of people have in the counters. You pull out the garbage. Right? You just pull out the garbage, and now you take out the garbage on Shabbos, assuming the garbage was there, you forgot to take out it before Shabbos, so you take out the garbage. Now you put it in a new garbage bag, kevaldik. So now the shaila is you're not allowed to push the thing back in. Because the garbage can was a basis, Spanish moshes, so it's muktzah. You have a heter to open it for graf sharei. You have garbage you want to put it away, and you have to heter to close it when it's full because it's graf sharei. It's bothering you.
Put in more garbage, and then you can close it.
Once you put in more garbage, you can close it. You have a heter graf sharei at that point. But lemaisa, you put a garbage bag, till you put garbage, you won't be allowed to move it. Or you're not allowed to move it to put in the garbage bag, gufa.
Yeah,
probably also, yeah, I had to write when you went to one load two, also right away. And you throw one piece of garbage,
you know, right? I don't know if it's bothering you at that point. You have to know if it's enough that it's taka bothering you. Is that it's enough that it's bothering you. Now this depends what's the lumdus of Graf Sharei. Is Graf Sharei taka just like Rabbi Peralta was saying, if Graf Sharei is taka mukta and it's just like a dichoy, or it's because you're allowed to move it when it's bothering you, or garbage when it bothers you, you're allowed to move it, so you see it's not really mukta. But I think it's really mukta. But the pshat is, it's a dichoy, you're allowed to move it when there's a heter or mukta, you're allowed to, it's when it's bothering
maybe
you.
That kufa should make a garbage deyana. That alone that you're going to have that heter, why is doing that the guy, that mir la'akam, that's mata the chalorals that are in the car? Because the mice, you know that you're going to have this heter.
You're not going to. No. Because that's not making, that garbage deyana is not making rice mukta. Just a heter tilto. So that doesn't take away the shem mukta of it. It's always going to be mukta. It's just going to be mukta. It's just going to be mukta. You're going to have a heter tilto. So mamela b'chayra, if you take out the garbage, while there's no garbage in there, the garbage can is mukta. So it's always a good idea to take out your garbage before Shabbos, so this way the garbage can doesn't make mukta, doesn't come mukta the rest of Shabbos. The mamela, you want to put in a new bag. It's all you have to be very careful. How are you putting in a new bag? You can't move the garbage while you put. No, so what? So mamela. So that's Graf Sharei, right? What do you mean?
That's not a, isn't that many times my thing called it some type of a box, it's because it's designated to be that like an empty wallet.
You mean even if there's no garbage you have this point? Right. Right, maybe even more. I'm saying but I don't know about that.
You don't get anything, but you have to get to go before Shabbos to find the boxes.
I'm not sure about that. You're saying it's b'cheftza mukta. I don't know, but if you don't take out the garbage before, then it gets very. Every time you want to put in a new garbage bag and everything, you have to make sure not to move it. Okay.